is the defense minister using Twitter trolls as party troopers or literally troops? This controversy erupts after the defense minister speaks about teaching Aamir Khan, whom he does not take by name, but the allusion to him is very clear, the lesson of a lifetime. He also pretty much concedes that there was a team on social media that was actively working to actually put pressure on Snapdeal to stop using Aamir Khan as their brand ambassador. This controversy, of course, erupted after Aamir Khan had said at an Indian Express award function that his wife had actually told him that she did not want to live in India anymore. This against the backdrop of the tolerance versus intolerance debate. In Parliament today, Manohar Parrikar came under attack from the opposition. Sitaram Yechury said Raksha Mantri was promoting a raksha, and Congress also asked him to explain it. Mr. Parrikar maintained that his comments had been twisted and taken out of context. But there are people on Twitter, many of them pro-BJP supporters, who are conceding that they actually started this campaign on an individual basis. And Arvind Gupta, who of course has head in the past the social media team of the BJP, went on record to say that these were individual initiatives, and democratic freedom included the right to petition a company like Snapdeal to stop using Aamir Khan as its brand ambassador. But the debate still remains. Is Mr. Parrikar actually endorsing the use of Twitter trolls for literally pushing people who may be seen to be critics of the BJP? Nalin Kohli is still with us. Manish Tiwari is still with us as well. We're also joined by Nitin Gokhale, who's of course a senior defense analyst, a former colleague, who's also back on the program. Mr. Parrikar was actually speaking at one of his events. This is where the whole controversy started. And Nikhil Bagley, a senior journalist, is also joining us from Mumbai. It's important to have Nitin and Nikhil on the program because a large part of what Mr. Parrikar said was actually in Marathi, and we've had to fall back on translation. But let me start with you, Nitin, because this happened at your book function. But Mr. Parrikar did say some words in English, and it's right to say that he did not in fact take Aamir's name, but it was very clear that he meant it because he said his wife spoke about leaving the country. So A, there's no doubt that he meant Aamir. There is a portion where he does talk about how if anyone talks like this, he should be taught a lesson of his life, and there are claps. So on what basis is Mr. Parrikar denying that he said this?
No, he's not denying. I think from whatever statement I saw, I'll tell you the context. The book is on Siachen, on Operation Meghdoot. It's a Marathi translation. Yeah. The audience is largely 4Gs and ex-4Gs and people who generally support the army. Yes. It was in the context of the army that he was speaking about, that how army protects us, and yet there are people who speak against the nation. So those who speak against the nation must be taught a lesson.
Aamir Khan did not speak against the army.
No, no, he did not, but against the nation. He was speaking about them. Then he brought in Aamir Khan. He didn't say Aamir Khan. One actor whose wife said that she wants to go out.
Because there is intolerance. You know all that. It means him.
It means him. So that's fine. So I'm not denying that at all. Neither is he, I think. But he's saying that I didn't take names. Then he goes on to say that people who felt angry about that particular remark of Aamir Khan, they adopted an innovative.
This is the translation we have. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Huh. There was a team. There was a team, not my team, working on this. They were telling people you order from Snapdeal and return. The company should learn
a lesson. You'll have to wait. That team thing comes at the end. He starts by saying that people started uninstalling the app of that online trading company.
Yes.
And those who were jasti hushar, that means those who were smart aleki or over smart, started buying things and returning it.
Yes.
And it started off like that. And then I know that there was a team of people who started doing this. And I know today that one person called Suresh Nakua, who is now...
I said that it was my individual initiative. In fact, I think we have a grab of his Twitter grab. Yeah.
And he started saying that log judte gaye, karma banta gaya.
Yeah.
That's what they said. So all that he said was he was giving the example. He came to know about it later.
But you know, Nitin, there's Suresh Nakua, who certainly said that this was my individual initiative, and that's his page there. Yeah. But there's also a Sadhvi Khosla, who used to be a BJP sympathizer, now is a BJP critic, who says that at that time I was with the BJP, and I want to actually put this to you, Nalin.
At that time
I was with the BJP, and I was on all these WhatsApp forums, and there were BJP people who were actively asking us to do this.
Let's go one by one.
Yeah.
First of all, I find it fascinating, nowhere, and this was something that pains me immensely, to bring it out like a Hindu-Muslim issue, as we've seen in Pali. Yes. Absolutely. Bola in the Rajya Sabha has been said.
Yeah. But we are
and it's condemnable.
No,
no, not you. I'm saying it's condemnable. Where are we going that everything has to be seen from a prism of a Hindu-Muslim? And what is happening to this? If a crime is going to happen also, you start seeing it from a perspective. You means people who make it. So those who have said a Raksha Mantri of the country being called by a senior person in parliament, a Raksha Mantri, when he's addressing the army, And when he's addressing basically this, so what's happening? Achha, Mr. Parikar obviously has no rights under the constitution to express a view. Everyone
but
else has it.
Minister be talk what openly has he said? Endorsing teaching
no,
the lesson of a life.
So now let's go one by one.
Somebody who only said, my wife feels these days we don't want
let's
to live
go
in
one
India.
By one.
Mr. People have said that even when they're stuck in a traffic jam.
Right.
That I don't want to live in India. Yeah, chodo. So then, okay, are you
so
going to teach the lesson of a lifetime?
Hold on. On this, I've also given another analogy. Just one sentence. Just one sentence. So, I mean, in any case, with regard to immigration, the bigger question is,
on one hand, Sadri Khosla on the other.
Look, on Twitter, all of these individuals have their rights. People troll
she
me against
that
me.
I was asked
people
to
troll in favor of me. I'm not interested in that because anyone out there does what they want to do. But Mr. Parikar, is this entire debate of being created on Mr. Parikar is not correct.
You have not answered the Twitter question. Yes.
It's a non
issue. How did Mr. Parikar know there's a team? If it was not...
Somebody would have told him, Barkha. Like I came to know today. Somebody would have told him.
We all saw it
in the news. But that's beside the point. That's beside the point. Let's take the commercial. What was illegal about this whole method? There was no illegality.
It's not illegality.
People
are
commercial.
Should a minister be endorsing?
No, he's not endorsing. He's not endorsing.
Isn't it intimidation?
If you look at...
Isn't it intimidation?
No, Barkha, it is not intimidation because he's not endorsing
not
it.
At all.
He's only explaining that how people
and
do
he's
it.
Talking in the context of patriotism and another
but,
point.
But who's going to find that is a whole different debate.
I need 30
debate.
Seconds,
yeah.
Barkha, I need
okay,
30
seconds.
Like tomorrow, if you don't like my views and none of the channels call me, isn't that a commercial loss to me? It is. It's like that. So it is. It's actually like that. People will say, "Oh, you've gone, right wing." I know people keep saying this, but if
Nitin,
tomorrow you boycott
Nitin,
me,
but the point
then
is,
the
if, a
loss is mine.
The, if a minister of any government,
he's not endorsing
it. Let's get Manish.
He never. He has not endorsed or made it against Mr. Amir Khan.
But
everybody
Manish,
is putting it, and
Manish,
then you have the leader of the Congress say Hindu Muslim.
That.
Where
let
is the Hindu Muslim angle?
Why make it Hindu Muslim? Mr. Azad spoke about minorities. I think Mayawati did as well in Parliament today, Manish. What concerns you and why is it being made into a Hindu-Muslim issue?
Well, Barkha, fundamentally, if somebody comes to a conclusion that they do not feel comfortable living in India under the BJP government
well, they
and they want
that.
To leave the country.
Well, now, he didn't say that also. Well, I was there at that function.
I'm going so far as to suggest that.
Yeah.
That somebody comes to the conclusion that they do not feel secure living in India under the rule of the BJP. Does that qualify as an anti-national act? Should that person be threatened by the defense minister or any other minister of India that he should be taught a lesson of his life? There was a time when the RSS went after MF Hussain. And MF Hussain ultimately had to leave this
but
country.
But why make it about
because
being Muslim?
Because
he felt extremely Hindu and said the same thing.
Just because of the persecution which the RSS had perpetrated against
okay,
him. So therefore, Barkha, allow me to complete.
Yeah.
So therefore, under these circumstances, one thing is very clear. You know, you have people in government who are absolutely thin-skinned about criticism. You know, they are completely and absolutely, for the lack of a better word, bigoted and fascist in their approach. They cannot take criticism.
Okay,
you know,
I know
Nalin
wanted to come in there, but
I'll
get Nikhil first because he hasn't spoken.
And I just hope that Snap Deal had more courage than what they showed
run down the
in letting
also.
Somebody like Amir Khan go just because some people decided to troll them. I wish that the Indian corporate sector and Indian companies would show a little more conviction of courage, you know, rather than getting scared.
Well, I presume next week should have Rahul Gandhi be the brand ambassador there. And then let's also bring the debate from Italy and fascism onto the BJP and the RSS. I mean, if you have to take it to the realm of ludicrous, then I can contribute to that and take this to the full realm of ludicrous.
He is simply saying, why did Snapdeal surrender under that pressure?
The only thing ludicrous about it is the
way only thing ludicrous is that you turn it into a Hindu-Muslim thing. You turn it into a Hindu-Muslim thing because you can't find another excuse to attack anybody else. And you run down the defense minister. Oh, yes, I can tell you. Run down the defense
was so
minister for not even threatening anybody. And then you convert it into a Hindu-Muslim. Come on, where are we going, Manish?
Okay.
Where are we going?
Okay, that's it.
Just
Manish.
Because you don't have an issue, you don't
Nalin
have to create
Manish,
one.
There is an issue here. And the issue is...
You don't have to create an issue. Fabricate an issue.
The issue is whether there is...
Fabricate an issue.
Okay, guys, please, pipe down.
What is not done?
Nalin, let him let others speak. Nikhil and Manish, you also pipe down. Nikhil Wagle, it's your...
This is exactly how...
Manish, that's it.
Oh, yes.
I have to move on.
It's okay. So, my dear... Why don't you tell the corporate India to take Rahul Gandhi as the next prime minister?
We can discuss this. We'll come back to both of you. Nikhil Wagle, go ahead.
Forget Rahul Gandhi.
Manish, please, I do have to move on.
We have.
I have to move on.
Everybody is extremely intolerant.
Let's come back to the focus.
Absolutely.
No, Manish, this is really not about Rahul Gandhi. This is not about Rahul Gandhi. Let's not get diverted.
I'm going back to the issue of fascism.
Let's get diverted. Let's not get diverted. I'm Manish requesting and you and Nalin now. Let Nikhil Wagle speak. Nikhil, please boliye.
I think this is an important issue. When a minister in the central government says that a lesson should be taught to someone,
yes,
it is definitely important and it is terrifying. This is not happening to only Aamir Khan. I am experiencing this, all this kind of trolling and all that for last 2 years. It started in 2013 after Narendra Modi became the candidate, Prime Minister candidate of BJP. And it still continues. Every day, I get lots of abuse from BJP supporters who are direct supporters of BJP or who are indirect supporters of BJP. And now I have started believing that this is a strategy by BJP. Sometimes they attack you directly, sometimes they attack you indirectly. And some of these supporters, the trolls, are followed by Prime Minister. So what meaning can we derive from this? So this is very terrifying situation, and I have every right to say that I am frustrated by the situation in this country. Aamir Khan has every right to say, who are you to teach me that I should say this? This is not nationalistic. This is anti-national. Who is BJP to define this?
Yep.
I don't understand. This situation is totally terrifying. This is fascism. This is nothing but fascism.
Okay, now okay. I want to
No, no, no. I want to answer this head on.
Because Suresh
you know, no,
Lakhwa,
I want to handle. No, I need to make three
Suresh
comments.
Lakhwa,
Number one. Leave Mr. Lakhwa out of this. Leave
one minute, Mr. Lakhwa.
First, I want to. No, I want to start first as a student of history.
Yes.
Anyone who wants to study fascism must study the history of Italy and must study about Mussolini. I don't remember the RSS or the BJP being in Italy ever. Number one.
Yeah.
So don't bring this fascism argument. India is not a fascist country. 1975 is the closest we have seen anywhere close to fascism or Nazism when you saw emergency. There never was, never will be.
Can we come back?
Number two.
Now everyone, number two. Don't shout, answer the question.
Terrifying. Let's talk about this.
Is it not terrifying for a minister to say somebody should be taught a lesson of their lifetime?
I'm making a forceful. I'm not.
You're not answering that question.
Because I need to make a counterpoint too.
But you're not answering.
Mr. Nitin says, I'm terrified about this.
Nikhil.
I beg your pardon. I really did.
Yeah.
It was inadvertent. Yeah. So now you've got me confused. Nikhil. Mr. Nikhil says that, you know, here it is about this and I'm terrified. Yeah. I get trolled.
Yeah.
Either develop a thick skin. One minute, hold on.
We all
and
get trolled. That's
you
not
do,
the
you
point.
Get trolled.
We get trolled all the time.
Point
should a minister be endorsing that?
May I finish my point?
Let's finish my point.
Yeah. So with regards to getting trolled or not get trolled, go off Twitter if you don't like it. Ignore it if you want. I get trolled. That doesn't mean I'm going to now start holding that the whole Congress or the other people are after my life.
Now the third debate.
On Mr.
It's
Parikar.
About whether a minister should endorse the
last
use
point,
of this kind of campaign.
Last point I'm coming in is with regard to it, everyone who goes out there, abuses the BJP, says anything and quotes their democratic right to freedom of expression and speech,
yes,
denies the same thing to anybody within the BJP.
Now, one minute. Nitin, the question is not, according to me, about trolling. Now, every one of us here on this show has been trolled in different ways.
Of course.
The question is whether someone at the level of Mr. Parikar, who's the defense minister of the country, who's a very senior voice in the establishment, should be using this language. I will read it out again. How can someone dare to talk ill about this country?
Yes.
How does he have the courage to speak like this is my question. Mm. I'm not talking about any university or organization. Mm. I'm only trying to point out that if anyone talks like this, he should be taught a lesson of his life. Now, should a minister be using such language at all in terms of teaching anybody the lesson of their lifetime for having a viewpoint? Now, suppose tomorrow I get up and say, I want to live in America, or I want to live in London, or I want to live in Timbuktu because I don't like this country. Chalo, maine bola. Yeah. Suppose hypothetically.
Yes.
Should Mr. Parikar Singh abhi isko sabak sikhaye?
It is not about that.
It is not.
Again, the context is about anti-national and we are talking about to
the army
people and the ex-4Gs and we are talking about
but
how...
But the use of this campaign,
no, but you
taken
only
Twitter...
Wait, you have only taken out that two minutes of that thing. The 2 minutes.
The 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Who will decide that?
But he's not. Let him decide. Like, you can't decide.
No, so are you going to decide it also? So if the BJP can't, you also don't have the right to decide it.
A 20-minute speech.
I will decide it, but the BJP can't.
What rubbish is this? 20-minute speech.
Why should a minister decide for us? He seems very regimented.
A 20-minute speech where he speaks about the army guarding the borders and protecting us from there. You've taken out of context about this. No, I'm saying this particular statement that you just read out is actually following a particular line.
Is there a difference between you, Nitin, you, Nalin, me, Barkha Singh, and the Minister of Defence referring to a Twitter campaign by Suresh Nakwa who says this is individual campaign? But you have a Sadhvi Khosla who is formally with the BJP who says that this was organised. I'm quoting both.
I don't know this incident, this speech, and in this speech there was nothing that was threatening.
Lesson of lifetime.
I have a question.
What is lesson of lifetime?
No, I want to speak on the. I want to speak on the defense minister's statement.
Yes.
He is not like Sitaram Yechuri ji said. He is the defense minister addressing the army. When you speak to the army, also there is a certain language that you bring in, which you speak about, because that's the army that takes the bullet.
Are you saying Amir Khan?
No, hold on.
Oh, are you saying Amir Khan is a threat to the military?
No,
he's a threat to our nation now. Amir Khan.
He spoke of patriotism.
So is Amir Khan.
He said about patriotism. He didn't speak about Hindu. He didn't say about Muslim. He didn't call Amir Khan.
I'm having to shout today.
I know that.
We are both playing out of character. So therefore, we are both playing out of character. So let me calm down.
Yes, of course.
Is Amir anti-national?
Not at all. I never said Amir Khan is. Not as he. Even defense minister has not called him anti-national.
Manish,
why are you calling him?
Why am I calling him? Now you put this on me. Manish.
Barkha, the reality is that there is a specter of fascism which hangs very low and ominous over this country ever since the BJP has taken office in 2014. Anybody who disagrees with them, they are hounded out, they are driven into the mud. Raghuram Rajan is the latest example. Before that, you had this entire spectre of writers, filmmakers, artists, you know, getting up in unison, returning their awards, primarily because they felt that academic freedoms and creative freedoms under this government were being threatened, were being curtailed, were being stampeded upon. Then you had, you know, BJP MPs. Nominated MP of the BJP saying that Jawaharlal Nehru University is a den of anti-nationals. The manner in which they went after the FTII students. What happened to Rohit Vemula in Hyderabad? So therefore, it is a pattern. If you look at it in a larger perspective, the message which this government is sending out, which has been articulated in so many words by the defense minister, if you do not agree with our point of view, if you are against it, please do it at your own peril. We will send your trolls after you. We'll send your stormtroopers after you. And we'll send our fascists after you. We will not tolerate an alternative point of view.
Okay, those are very strong words and Nalin can respond to them. But Nikhil, does it worry you how politicized the social media space has become? Because, you know, when you have Suresh Nakwa on the one hand, and we have his Twitter grab where he talks about this being his individual initiative, but, he's clearly a a BJP leader. A supporter. Now you have Sadhvi Khosla, who's formerly a BJP supporter, but you know, others would point out that Rahul Gandhi went for a documentary screening. So is she now speaking from a Congress point of view? So I'm putting it all out there. I'm saying there is a Suresh Nakwa where people talk about him being BJP leaning. There's a Sadhvi Khosla who today is called Congress leaning, but who was once BJP leaning. This space is now almost hijacked by political parties. Nikhil.
Yeah, you are perfectly right, Barkha. This space is hijacked and entire social media is viciously polarized. I am worried about that. As a citizen, I have every right to express my views about this government, this society, army. I love my army. I know I respect my army. But when army commits mistake in Kashmir, I have every right to criticize them. And who is Mr. Parrikar? He may be defense minister. He has his responsibility. But when he threatens citizen or he threatens a celebrity like Amir Khan, what about common man? What message does he say?
Where does he threaten?
That is the real problem.
Listen. What? Okay, Nitin has a question for you, Nikhil.
That is an indirect threat.
Nitin
has a question for you, Nikhil.
I have a right. I have a right to say I'm threatened. But the man who is not threatened, he has no right to say that I have been threatened. What is this? I mean, this is childish, absolutely, here? And that's the only okay, word I have.
Please,
Mr. Parikar, Mr. Okay, it's enough.
Mr. BJP spokesperson, you what? Are not allowed to speak.
Can sir, I? Listen, you don't need to get a heart attack or sputter away. Let me just finish my point. You made a point that I don't agree with.
Just keep
quiet. No, it's okay.
Just keep quiet.
No, why? Quiet about what? You have a right to put your word. I don't have a right to do it. You have a constitution that came from what? The 1975 emergency, and which is the fascism that we saw with Indira Gandhi.
Nalin, the point is this. Everybody please calm down. And no one should have a heart attack on this program.
Absolutely. Why should?
But Nitin,
yes.
Suresh Nakwa, who says that it was an individual initiative, also says in his Twitter bio that the Prime Minister follows him. He wears that as a badge of honor. I'm not saying Narendra Modi is answerable for what, I'm not saying that. But these are seen to be BJP leaning people who had this campaign. Arvind Gupta on camera said these are individual initiatives, not party endorsed.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they turn out to be all of one political leaning, if they do, we can look at these. And if they turn out to be, and then you juxtapose it with the minister talking about there being a team, right? And then you say he's talking about teaching a lesson of a lifetime. I'm asking this.
That was earlier. See how it started. There was a
lesson of a lifetime.
He started first, and then came to the team. The team was right at the end of the speech.
How does Mr. Parikar know there's a team? Well, unless somebody would have informed him. Unless it's close to the party.
Somebody would have informed him. I mean, some citizen would have gone up to him and said that we did this. Yeah. He's an IIT man. Somebody in the IIT would have told him. Now, basically, there was a Siachen hero sitting there. The talk started. Tomorrow, I'm going to upload the entire functions video.
Okay. Yes.
And then you see it. And then you will know what exactly
translate
he said.
It also. Translate it.
Exactly.
But this phrase, lesson of a lifetime.
So I have one comment.
This is his way of saying things.
One comment.
Lesson of a lifetime.
Okay. No,
Barkha. The defense minister or the army. What and I'll say this at the end of it. Now, my point on this is very clear. That in this country, as far as our defense forces are concerned, they go out, fight and do and protect us all the time. Why? You cover them.
Yes.
I'm coming to that. Exactly.
Nitin
and
I
in this
center. Yes. For years.
So has he. Now, what pains me?
So why are we making this about the forge?
Yes, because that's the point. He's also talking. The function was for them. He was speaking to them about patriotism. He, as the defense minister, must speak about patriotism. He brings up an example. The Congress takes it as a Hindu-Muslim thing. And of all things, it does disregard to every soldier who, without bothering whether he's Hindu, Muslim, Sikh or whatever, goes out there and fights for the country.
The first episode,
it's patriotism, that's all.
I'll tell you something. The first episode of a program...
But may I come in for a moment?
Yeah, but may I just have 10 seconds to say something? The first program of Jai Jawan.
Yeah, please go ahead.
The first program that NDTV ever did called Jai Jawan, which was actually anchored by me, which took celebrities to troops at the border, was reported by me, and the guest was Aamir Khan. I just want to remind everybody of this. So
but
what
nobody
are we
called him anything?
Okay,
that's what...
Manish, go ahead.
Barkha, I am very disturbed by this line of argument.
Mm.
You see, this line of argument that certain people, you know, have the monopoly over patriotism in this country.
Yeah.
And anybody who articulates an alternative point of view is unpatriotic, anti-national, and therefore needs to be gunned down. You know, is
gun
something
down.
Which is absolutely bizarre, preposterous, for the lack of a better word. I was talking about gunned down in a metaphorical sense of the word.
Okay.
When you decide, you know, to send your Twitter armies and your stormtroopers and your various other party activists after a particular individual, it is almost gunning him down. You know, you don't need to actually physically gun a person down.
It's a smear campaign.
You can slander his reputation.
Yeah.
You can do various other things.
Yeah.
So therefore, you see, this entire thesis that certain people in this country have appropriated the monopoly of patriotism and everybody else is unpatriotic or anti-national, for the lack of a better word, is perhaps the most evil, pernicious and dangerous thought which will totally undermine democracy.
I'm going to allow everybody 20 seconds. That was Manish's 20 seconds. Nikhil Wagle, your closing comments.
My closing comment is, this is a dangerous situation when a minister threatens someone without taking his name, or he threatens his critics who have right to express their opinions. I don't want to live in this kind of situation, and I think Modi government has made this country unlivable.
Okay.
That is my last thought, and this is worrisome.
Now,
absolutely.
You're actually saying,
now,
coming close
okay.
to saying what Aamir
now,
Khan said about his
now,
about his
okay.
wife expressing
this is,
sentiment.
This is,
but Nalin,
this is this
are you are
may
you
I have my 20
seconds?
No,
yeah,
my 20 seconds. I don't want a question. No,
a
I don't want to. I am very happy to say that we are having... Yes, I'm very happy about the defense minister speaking about patriotism with someone who was there at that function, pointing out that the context wasn't there. Here is a spurious argument created by all those who somehow need an argument. And if they are going to be delusional and feel that this country's democratic ideals are under threat, so be it. Delusion also has a treatment that's available at a psychiatrist.
Nitin, just a closing comment. You've known Mr. Parrikar very well. Maybe he spoke off the cuff. Would you say he chose the wrong words? Would you at least say these words were ill thought?
No. In fact, what he was telling the Fauji is that, you know, you don't have the right, sole right on patriotism. Others outside also are patriot. But if somebody is anti-national, speaking against
the
nation...
Then we are saying Amir Khan was anti-national.
No.
Then we are calling him anti-national.
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that. By innuendo?
Others. No. He said others who speak against the country. How can they dare to speak against the country? They must be taught a lesson. And he's in a very colloquial way he was speaking.
So he endorses this petition on Snapdeal to drop Amir as a brand ambassador?
Yes, he said it's a way of satyagraha, a boycott. Yeah.
So didn't Gandhi do it?
Was won by
so therefore we think what happened was correct.
Didn't Gandhi do it?
Yes.
He thinks Snapdeal dropping Amir was correct.
Illegal, it is not unconstitutional.
And didn't Gandhi do it?
Was it appropriate?
Essentially,
didn't Gandhi do it?
So, are we saying Amir Khan is now the British Empire?
What are you saying? I never said that.
All right, goodbye.
I mean, you could have a pub in a democracy, people can project what they want to say and they do it. I mean, why are you saying that the defense minister is responsible for it?
Let's now all go to battle with our Twitter trolls, which must be out in full storm on Twitter with all the comments we made. Manish Tiwari, Nikhil Wagle, Nitin Gokhale, and Nalin Kohli. Thank you so much for joining us on the Pakistan.